Man Tools is brought to you by EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Includes up to 5 quarts and standard filter. Additional oil and specialty filters extra. Includes tire rotation and vehicle inspection. Also, $225 front or rear disc brakes. Includes new pads and rotors. Applies to most vehicles. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. They have all the tools to help you with your audio and production needs. From tracking demos to full CD productions, reamping, mixing, mastering, and more. Want your VHS to DVD or your old cassettes and records to CD? They do that too. Whatever your needs, they can help. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios and let them know you found out about them through Man Tools for a special discount. Morty on the Move. Morty on the Move is a killer show that highlights the Southern Colorado music scene by bringing you a live performance and interview from a different band every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Tune in at facebook.com/Morty's page or go there after our show to see what you've been missing. Madrid Maintenance. Besides being our partner for Give Mom a Hand, our community outreach program, Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, like sprinklers, light fixtures, electrical, plumbing, disposal and softener installs, drywall, doors, paint, flooring and tile, appliance installs, and more, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance. Tell them Mantool sent you for a special discount.
And I want to thank you all for joining us. None of us will ever forget this day. Until we've achieved our mission, none of these demands were met. Video monitors, we are stronger than ever, and we will prove it to the world. Thank you all for coming.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Thrills and Spills episode of ManToolsMedia.com. Right here, broadcasting live from the bunker every Thursday night, 7:30-ish. And just be forewarned, videos don't work. And if you're watching on the face pages, it's you probably hear us really well, but you can't see us. So jump on over if you can't. We're broadcasting on Twitch as well as YouTube, and anywhere mediocre podcasts are broadcast live. just find us.
All those places.
All of them. Both of them. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call at 719-285-9863. That number is good. Regular rates apply. So we go on at 7:30 so you can have evening rates, you know. Oh, wait. Remember those?
I do. Remember long distance charges?
I do. I remember having to wait till 7 o'clock so I could call the next town.
Yep.
So weird. We live in a great age. So we have big event tomorrow, and would like you guys. This is the last minute, I guess. Get in now to donate to the 22 Tell None. Just get on our page, ManToolsMedia.com. Donate to us, and check out our thread list. We've also got an awesome t-shirt that you guys can pick up, and all proceeds go towards 22 Until None. That's the an effort to end veteran suicide. The statistic is, the official statistic is 22 a day, which is 22 too many.
Yep.
And we're hoping to bring awareness to that and help end this 22. We should be doing push-ups like Morty does.
We could just...
We did them before the show.
Hop down below the desk and then come back up and be like, hey.
We did them. None of you would know, especially if you're watching on the Facebook. You wouldn't see it anyway. Anyway, we've got a great show. I think it's been a crazy week, Trevor. We're going to use some of our week instead of going into it right now. We're going to be using most of that in our premium podcast, which you guys can check out if you're a patron. Just go to our page again and sign up as a patron on our Patreon, and you'll get all of our premium content.
Yeah.
It's the easy button.
We'll have to figure out how we're going to do it before the month's over, but
we'll do it. It'll happen. It's going to happen. Well, let's break into the news. We've got a whole lot of news for you guys and a whole lot of really cool stuff going on. The first one, talking about our, we're doing a big walk tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
What time are you going to get there?
3:45 is what the email said.
So, yeah, you guys are going to start walking early.
Yep.
Awesome. Are you going to go live a few times on the Man Tools page?
I don't know that I'm going to try that because I'm not sure how that's going to work using mobile data. But I will try to get some pictures and videos.
That'll be great. That'll be great. First up in the news tonight, we've got someone else that wants to take a little walk.
Yeah.
Just a short one. A little stroll.
We'll get into that here.
You, Trevor.
A Glasgow man is taking a wee walk to Land's End to raise awareness for stillbirth and male mental health.
So if you guys haven't checked this out, a man from Glasgow, and if you don't know how big of a walk that is, Google that map, going from Glasgow to Land's End, which is, it's what, 17-hour walk?
No, I think 17-hour drive.
181-hour
walk.
Yes, that's what it is. A 17-hour drive. So it's basically from here to Las Vegas.
Yep.
As long
500 as plus miles, it says.
As long as I-70 isn't closed. Anyway, so he's basically walking the island to raise awareness for stillbirths and male mental health, which I'm finding more and more, and I think maybe we were part of the beginning of all of this way back in the radio days. There are more and more places to go and resources to check out for, you know, male mental health. If you guys have some of those that you'd like to share with us, do that on our Facebook, and that way we can, you know, check them out, share them, maybe get some of those guys, you know, people that are doing that in here for the show. That would be pretty awesome. So I haven't read the entire article, I'm not going to lie to you, but this guy's getting after it, and hopefully get some more media coverage.
Andrew Fenney is his name. He's 35, and he's going with his miniature Staffordshire Terrier. Pictured there.
They're both wearing the same outfit?
Yes, they are.
And they're just taking a little stroll. I'm not sure what sparked his thing, but I was trying to figure out a way to get a hold of this cat so we could get a, you know, pull quote or a comment from him, or a, you know, have him call in, leave us a message. We're working on that, folks. Working on it. It's just, I only have 15 hours a day to work. All I get. It's not enough.
Well, a couple of his quotes on it. Said, it took me a long time to seek the appropriate help for my mental health, and I want to try and encourage guys or anyone at all to go get the help they need. Which is, yep, that's a good idea. Andrews is from the East End, said it's going to calculate it will take him the best part of 2 weeks to complete the walk, which he will do by camping along the way. And he counts on the backing of his friends, especially Stuart Gordon. I don't know who that is. But who has enlisted some celebrities to show their support. Scottish celebrities, I'm guessing.
Sure. We have no idea who they are. The only one I know is Sean Connery.
Yep.
David Tennant.
But yeah, this is cool. Good on you.
Good on you. Take it upon yourself to change the world.
Go get some.
Yep. And I bet you he's going to be fit as a fiddle by the end of that, too. All right. On to some more male mental health.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna start this entire argument by saying we look forward to your letters. And if you haven't watched South Park for the last, I don't know, what, 20 years?
Yeah, however they've been on
and,
air.
And you, just now you're getting your panties in a bunch, just let me remind you that these guys lost one of their main characters because they wouldn't censor themselves, and everything is fair game.
Yep.
So, I believe we have a little clip. The video won't play, I'm sure, but we're going to watch this little clip from South Park. And then
this is their take on the whole transgender women in sports.
This is kind of how I saw it in my brain when this all started.
A beautiful day.
And, of course,
told you.
In Morrison, Colorado, as we get ready for the 6th annual Strong Woman Competition. A 2-day-long competition of tests built to push athletes to their very limits. Joining me now is the current champion of the Strong Woman competition, Strong Woman. Miss Woman, do you feel ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready, David. There are just so many amazing women athletes out here today. It makes me so proud.
Now, this is the first year that a trans woman is in the competition. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. I feel honored to be a part of history. I have a lot of incredible trans friends who are athletes, and so we're all inspired this woman's competing.
Uh-huh. And have you actually ever met Heather Swanson?
No, I've never competed against her before, no.
She's not exactly your average trans athlete.
Well, what is an average trans athlete? Honestly, I find that kind of bigoted, David.
Okay, Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Miss Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Oh, now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And is it correct you just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago?
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some fucking ass. Let me tell you something, Dingleberry.
David Perry.
I'm going to roll up the other women here, and I'm going to smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
Any words for the challenger, Miss Woman?
Good luck, Heather.
Luck is for dudes.
I love
well,
that
with that, Look let's get right dude. To the action.
And as we all imagine, what is going to happen?
Rise into the top, push it to the edge, give it all you got, barely break a sweat. Strong woman, strong woman, strong. Whoa. Yeah, she's got speed, she's got the move, she's got the muscle and a whole lot to prove. Strong woman, strong woman, strong. Now, hey girl, you're the best in the world. And hey hun,
they were not taking
part of it. Don't look now, but you just won.
You, I've won. I'm a strong woman. Look at it, it's mine. I'm the best. I'm the strongest.
Now, if you don't understand satire, I can't help you. Can't help you, but that's exactly how it was in my brain.
Yeah.
When I started hearing about all this, I'm like, wait a minute.
And it's not that far off from what's happening in real life.
Yeah, look at me.
That's the part. That's where it's at. Look at me. Look at me. I did it. I'm badass.
Luck is for dudes.
Luck is for dudes. Yeah. Well, if you'd like to join the conversation, our phone number is right on the screen, 719-285-9863. And we look forward to your letters. The backlash on that was just ridiculous. Everyone just got totally wigged out about it. And I'm like, you guys, who's never watched South Park before?
South Park, right?
Yeah, you get that. Oh, well.
There's the video I wanted.
Anyway, so we've got an awesome multifunctional folding shovel that identifies as every other tool out there.
Yes, it does.
This thing is so badass. I found this, and I'm digging it up for on the Amazon's wish list. That thing's going in the camping tote. You guys, check this thing out.
And
like yep. I said,
yep.
Anyway, ooh, everybody remembers those little multi shovels from being a kid, right? It was just a shovel that folded out. You could turn it into a, I don't know, pitchfork kind of thing. And you could use it to shovel. But this thing is pretty amazing. Cut metal.
Oh, wow, it's got a little,
yep,
like an actual hatchet thing.
Yep. And it's on a pivot post, not a little screw post. Hidden tools.
Thank the gentleman for yielding.
No, you're welcome.
In a press,
we're yielding.
Thank you for just auto-playing videos.
Thanks, Face Pages. So anyway, you guys check out this multi-tool, and it's the ultimate survival tool. Definitely gonna pick one of those up. Put it in the camping gear.
Let's see.
Now we're.
My link skipped one, so
we're
not going with the dog one.
Good, because that one's kind of emotional for a Thursday.
If
you guys want to check it out, you can Google Marine Dog Veteran with Terminal Bone Cancer Gets Heroes Goodbye. If you want to have all the feels tonight.
Yeah, that's one of those, we need a box of tissues.
Yeah, that's all, you know, they say, grown men don't cry, want to bet? Watch this.
Well, here's some that probably do.
Yeah. Here
so
we
this
go.
Is, you know, Sprite's jumping on the whole LGBTQAIPZX.
I've got a great name for it, a new name for you.
thing, and yeah, anyways, we'll just check this out. You know, Nana doing her grandson's makeup.
When you are through a storm, hold your head up high.
We got some boobs here.
And don't be afraid.
Yeah.
At the end of a storm.
That's a super progressive.
There's a golden
truly, truly
sky.
Is.
Those are tears of joy in his face.
Wait, what are we selling here?
So it's a. I don't know why I only found the Spanish version, but it's a Sprite commercial.
I didn't see any Sprite.
Which they don't.
There.
No. No one drank a Sprite.
That's interesting.
And my Spanish isn't great, but I assume this says Sprite. Not just for the straights. Go gays.
I find it interesting that. It still plays into the idealistic nature of commercials. It's like everything is super great and everything's super awesome. And if you drink our drink, everything's going to be super easy. And you're not going to have any struggles or any strifes, but just, you know, have our beverage.
Sprite.
And you won't have any uphill battles to climb. You'll be just fine. Everything will work out great. Don't fall into it.
I don't understand. Everyone is so pandering now. With the various identitarian groups, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, if we aren't kissing these people's ass,
we're gonna lose out on. Well, in the old days, it was if we're not, you know, I guess that's it. If we're not showing the idealistic, you know, situation, and then associating our brand with it, that's how advertising used to work. What I'm seeing here is they're still using that formula, but they are trying to disassociate them with any sort of, the pandering. They're trying to just be like, we're here for you. We're here for you now. Here it is. And it's, I think you're right. I think there is some pandering to it. Yeah. Whilst you're still using the age old formula of everything is awesome.
Well, and it, you know, it's nothing new. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the very first... the Burger King Your Way with black people written by white people who don't understand black culture. Do you remember those commercials?
I remember those. Those were
where the guy's
awful.
Like, so, yo, if I want lettuce, tomato, onion, and no mayo, how I'm going to get it? And they're like, your way.
I remember those. God, those were atrocious.
He's got like just, a huge afro because it's
were,
the 70s.
Yeah, those were atrocious. It's like,
now,
all right.
What if I do want the mayo? You get it your way, and it was all.
Uh-huh. I do remember those.
So, I mean, pandering and advertising is nothing new. It's
wow.
Just, I don't know. Did it, I, you know, I don't think more black people bought Burger King because of those commercials.
Those were awful.
And I don't think that more gay or trans people are going to buy Sprite because of this, you know, or.
No, but in this movement of trying to, I guess they're just trying to fit in. And I don't blame them. Everybody's trying to fit in. I did read the big press release of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
They're no longer going to donate to organizations that are anti-LGBT.
Right, which you, as a business, you should be Switzerland anyway. They're only going to. Donate towards education, all the safe things, you know, education and
yeah. Well, but it's kind of as a business though they had been one of those we're taking a stand about our beliefs, you know, like we're not
sure
like what's next. Are they going to be open on Sundays because it's just another day?
It's just another day
to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And from what I understand, like I don't think the original. Guy is still involved in the company. You know what I mean? Like,
not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Anyways, it's kind of that's what I find kind of It's like, okay, like, were you taking actually taking business hits and it's hurting your bottom line, which I don't think was happening.
I mean, every time I drove by one of those establishments at lunchtime, there was no way I was going to get lunch.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was hurting their bottom line.
I think it's just they caved to the bad press pressure.
Sure.
But.
Sure.
Got to do whatever you got to do for your business.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of awesome businesses, I'm not a huge Harley guy, but it looks like you found a way cooler video than the... Looks like you found a way cooler video. This is going to be awesome.
If it plays.
Here's the track kit. What do you think? My name's Aaron Guardado. It's my brother Sean. We're with SMCO in Long Beach, California, and Harley gave us these new Street Rod 750s to build out and take them to Winter X Games. We race flat track. We do a lot of different disciplines with them on dirt, and I think we've got somewhat of a challenge in front of us to, you know, get them fully kitted to ride on the snow, but we're going to adapt the snow kits to them and send them to Winter X Games.
The snow kits weren't made for these bikes. They were made for dirt bikes, motocross bikes. The swing arm and the track placement and all that's going to differ, and then dirt bikes typically have monoshock, single shock down the center, and that's where the rear track ties into, so we're going to have to figure out something to tie in to that section.
I'm making the spacers now to put the track on and kind of keep that in line. We make some struts for the track to basically stay in one spot and get the front ski on and figure out the stance of the bike. It probably took hours, multiple hours to figure out what to do.
Yeah, where we can make up.
How many options, like, oh, what about this? Oh, what about that? We got a lot of the adapting done early so we could get the ski on, get the track on, align the chain. Now it's just the little parts, all the little details, getting things mounted up.
We got inspired at the last second and decided to fabricate handles for the red. It'll have something firm to hold on to, and I think it flows really nicely with the bike, and that's it. That's the last piece. Bike's done.
Secure, looks complete. We're super happy to see them done. And now it's going to look nice. It's going to work well. I think we're about ready to hit the snow.
That's so cool. Oh, that is so awesome. The custom work stuff that folks do, I've being in, you know, wrenching on my own motorcycle 9 times out of 10. I spent part of today trying to fix my front fork seals because when they shipped my bike, they cranked them too hard. I'm just going to say this. It's not as easy as those guys on American Chopper make it look, you know? Or these guys. If you've watched that show and you're like, oh, I could work on motorcycles, I'm just going to tell you, no, you can't.
Yeah,
you need a machine shop and a fabricating guy and a welding guy, and unless you're all those things, you're not gonna, you know, custom out your motorcycle into a.
Nope.
Vroom vroom.
Nope, we're gonna mute that because it's an ad. And then we'll pause it.
Then we'll pause it.
This is cool, I guess.
I mean, it's a win-win situation.
It's kind of like a nude beach. You think it's gonna be all hot, and then you get there and it's all not.
It's all not. There you go. Yeah. But a new step for, you know, how do I put this?
Women's lib, I guess.
Yeah. Brave New World.
The Free the Nipple movement has been successful in 6 states.
And we'd like to say that Colorado was one of those states. Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma have all joined in the Free the Nipple movement. So
really, Utah? That surprises me.
Really does.
I wouldn't think the Mormon elders would be okay with that.
Funny thing is, you know, they're dudes.
They're like,
they're
yeah,
okay with that.
Like, me, sure.
All right, let's see this.
Dressed in their Sunday best, we're headed to Mass. A congregation of a different sort was gathering at Civic Center Park.
A lot of people don't know that it is legal.
Topless and preaching their own message.
Every mammal has nipples.
About equality.
I believe in equal rights, and all women should be able to. I mean, it's not just about being topless. Women, the breastfeeding public, it's a stigma. It's sexualized. It's all of that. But women should be allowed to be free just as much as a man.
Denver's version of Go Topless Day started 5 years ago, but events just like it are now held in dozens of cities around the world.
It's amazing. If you've never been outside without your top on, ladies, just make sure you use your sunblock.
Sure, there were gawkers.
Front row, perfect. We've got the ringside seat here.
I showed up at 10 o'clock and get a good seat.
Of course you did.
Rod and Chuck, two of the men.
Two guys, the two gentlemen who should never go topless.
You know, really interesting, but it's hard to imagine that they're going to make any real legal advances other than maybe bit by bit.
Dealey Bear showed up to support her daughter.
Well, I wouldn't do it myself. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean they're wrong.
It's Autumn Hammond's first time participating in Go Topless Day.
There's other people that cover their children's eyes. My son's here. It's a family-friendly event, and it's not anything to be ashamed of.
Rather, Autumn says it's a day to celebrate and a day to fight for gender equality.
It's strength in numbers, it's validating, and it's also helping the cause.
It is a strange
Kagan Harsha, Fox 31.
Societal thing that we... They're like, it's fine for you or I to go out on a hot day with no shirt.
I mean... yeah. However, it's... I guess in our country, it's just different. We're very okay with having movies and...
Well, see, the U.S. is weird because I spent time in Europe, including going to some resorts, and
it's thing, pronounced Lesbos.
Charlie. No. The thing I found out, I was at a resort in Austria with some friends, and there was a steam room, and we went in, not realizing that it's perfectly legal there for people to be naked, and so some ladies came in, and they were rather attractive, and one of my friends was visibly excited, and they got very upset, and that part was not okay. Getting a boner
right
over boobies, they're like started yelling at us in German, calling the management. We're like, all right, we're out of here.
You start tall, naked, hot German lady starts screaming at me in German. Just gonna make it worse.
I can only be so erect, right?
That's why you take Lufthansa flights.
But there's a very like they have a very clear separation that nudity does not equate to sex, and we don't. We're like,
we don't.
Oh, you're naked? You must want to fuck.
Right. So there's, it's just that we grew up a different way, and for being as close-minded as the gentleman was about, I don't think they're going to make any big steps. It's going to be little steps. Well, he's right, because of, you know, it's just how everything has gone for the last 100 years and media.
Well, we were started by people that were too lame for England.
They were too stiff to be British. Too uptight to be British. And if you guys haven't watched, you know, any sort of British drama, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Some uptight folks. Crazy.
Well, in a semi-related...
this chick just...
Story. Were you even aware that there's a new Charlie's Angels out?
I was not even aware. So.
Yeah, there is. So, and they're touting it as all female, which at first I was like, "What? How's that different?" Well, okay, so Bosley is
female.
Female. Yeah. Charlie is female.
Right.
So the whole, like, they meant everyone.
Sure.
Didn't
even know it was out.
It bombed.
Of course.
Even more, I guess, from what I understand, even worse than the feminist Ghostbusters, which was... Didn't do well. and now the director, Elizabeth Banks, is basically blaming men not being tolerant of action movies with female leads.
I'm going to blame your marketing department first off, because we didn't even know there was one.
Mm-hmm.
A new one coming out. Sorry, lady. And number two, I could think of three movies off the top of my head.
Well, yeah, people were already pointing out Aliens.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so four movies.
Terminator 2.
Terminators.
And the new Terminator.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton's more the hero or whatever in, right. in the new one as well as in part two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clearly not that we have a problem with female leads. It's
how much money did Captain Marvel make?
I don't know.
That's because we can't count that high. I can't. That's too many zeros.
But she's another that's like, the whole Avengers team should be ladies, or I don't know. I don't know exactly what she said.
I haven't heard that. This one.
I know that she had some, it's not sure feminist enough complaints.
Really? That was an estrogen-infused action movie, I'm pretty sure, except for the geriatric Jackson.
Yeah.
Other than that was a badass movie.
Well, I think she was bitching more about the overall Marvel universe.
Hey, well, then start writing.
Yep.
Start creating.
Exactly.
You know, open up your own bar on downtown Nashville.
A lot of the complaints about this film have been, like, it didn't need a reboot.
Number one, you're starting the hole.
How long ago was the what's her name? No, I can't think of her name. The little girl from E.T. Drew Barrymore version.
Drew Barrymore and Diaz, yeah. I mean, that's been a while, but not long enough. I think you were working in a deficit already.
I think it was trying to garner nostalgia for something that's not old enough to have nostalgia.
Truth.
You know? Unless you're talking the 70s one, but that's what the Barrymore version mm-hmm. did,
yeah.
was give you nostalgia for that. And that movie did fine. Like
Well, there was two or three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go direct to DVD.
Nope.
I think you're barking up the wrong tree there, Banks.
Yep.
Yeah, don't do that. You started with a movie that you shouldn't have made in the first place, and you didn't promote it well, and those are probably your two bombs right there. And I'm sure the movie's awesome. It could be.
No idea.
I didn't even know it existed until you sent me this thing.
I've seen some trailers, but I don't know. It doesn't look... The problem is it doesn't look like it does anything different other than them all being chicks.
Yeah, so as long as
that's,
you got...
That's the only thing, like, what it... It's still the same story, you know? The elite group of women that kick ass, except
right.
now their leader and their... Whatever Bosley was.
Whatever, man. I watched She Spies religiously.
Yeah.
When it was out. That show was campy and goofy. That was awesome. And action-packed. So I found this the other day, and too bad I was looking for bees. this is another thing where, you know, if we lose the bees, guys, we're out. We're out a whole bunch.
Well, apparently, I didn't know this, but in ancient Egypt, the royals would permanently enlarge their junk by having it stung
by
bees.
I went and looked for bees. I couldn't find any, so I can't...
I don't recommend sticking your penis into a beehive. I can't stress that enough. I don't care how big it makes it. I don't think that's a good idea.
Wow.
There are some lines that it shouldn't be crossed.
Right? Somebody somewhere after this broadcast is going to try this out. They're going to give it a shot.
Please don't.
We'll wait till the spring, and then we'll see a rash of...
Oh, nice pun.
Yeah, a rash of, bee stings. It's gonna be on the news. The 11 o'clock news that they'll be telling us, please stop sticking your wedding tackle into beehives.
Yes. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh man. And then this one is we'll just move on because no one here is gonna get some bees and make them angry and then throw them down their pants.
No.
This one helps out us old guys a little bit.
Yeah.
And something that one of the, we had a doctor on a few months back, and he gave us some sage advice for men in their 40s.
Yeah, it was, I forget exactly how he worded it. But
stop
it was,
smoking and don't get flabby.
Yeah, don't get flabby. But there was something else, and, like, don't get fat.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Maintain some muscle mass.
Maintain muscle mass. Don't get flabby. You can do everything else, basically. This one, this little article from our friends over at Men's Health is lifting weights as you age cuts your risk of early death by 46%. It goes along that line of, you know, don't get flabby.
Yeah.
Don't get flabby. So, what was this? Men surveyed over the age of 65 about their exercise habits and then were tracked for 15 years. Nearly a third of the study participants died during that period. However, less than 10% of the subjects strength trained, but those select few were 46% less likely to die during the study than everyone else. Those that did strength train. So lift yep. weights. What did Henry Rollins say? Lift weights, don't eat crap, and move your body more.
There you go.
That's all you got to do. There it is. There's your health watch for Man Tools this week.
Don't stick your wiener in a beehive weights.
Yeah, lift weights and don't stick your dick in a beehive. Charlie's Angels, which we didn't even know was a movie until now. Bombed because of poor marketing, not because of male chauvinistic, you know, insecurities.
Truth.
Multifunctional tool. And there's a really cool dude who's walking 500 miles. I was trying to work that in there somewhere. He would walk 500 miles. Then he's got to walk 500 home to raise awareness for stillbirth and male mental health. That's your week in the Man Tools News.
Let's see. We got some politics again still.
Hey, tis the season.
Yep. Let's take a look at that. So this guy's running these impeachment hearings.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you, I had a conversation the other
and
night.
And it dawned on me the other day who he looks like. And I just had to do this. So,
yeah. You know, he's all grown up now.
Yeah, Stewart's done going, look what I could do.
Yep. Now he's doing, look what I could do. I had a conversation with a gentleman who watches Man Tools, and he says he agrees with us. They all got to go. Every one of them. So let's just start fresh in 2020. All brand new.
Well, let's take a look at this charade.
Yeah, because this was...
So this the impeachment hearings are happening, and the hearings to determine whether or not they're going to move forward with impeachment.
Impeachment process. Yeah.
It's nuts to me because they bring in witness after witness that basically say that they didn't hear anything firsthand. And then this guy holds a press conference and goes, oh, the testimony today was so devastating. It's like, there was no testimony. That's not testimony. To say that I kind of overheard something
is
hearsay. Anyways, here's kind of like the star witness of the day. And this Michael Turner is the representative questioning him. Kind of tears everything apart. So.
That the aid was not tied.
And I didn't say they were conclusively tied either. I said I was presuming it.
Okay. And so the president never told you they were tied.
All right. And this all hinges on the idea that they're saying that President Trump told the president of the Ukraine that I'm going to withhold this aid from you unless you investigate the Bidens, which there's no evidence that that's what's happened, and none of the people that have testified have shown any direct evidence that that's what happened. It appears that he made a phone call and said, in general, you should probably look into this corruption, including this company that Hunter Biden happened to be a board member of. Now, there is video of Joe Biden
saying, we got a guy.
I'm going to withhold aid unless you stop investigating my son.
His testimony is consistent, and the president did not tie aid to investigations.
That's correct.
Okay, he also testified that he spoke to Giuliani and that Giuliani did not relate that he was tying on behalf of the president or on the president's behalf aid, and that, in fact, Giuliani never said to him that aid was tied to investigations. Now, the question I have for you is, did you ever have a conversation with Giuliani that did not involve Volcker? Because your testimony is a lot of we's and us's. So do you and Giuliani have a separate conference, separate phone call where Giuliani told you that the aid was tied? Because Volcker says, and if he was on all your phone calls, Volcker says that never happened.
No, I did have a few conversations. I don't recall how many because I don't have the records with Mr. Giuliani directly when Mr. Volcker wasn't available. I don't believe I testified that Mr. Giuliani told me that aid was tied.
Oh, I think, see, this is part of the problem, Ambassador Sondland, and I just want to walk you through this, is you've said to us everyone was in the loop, and everyone knew. Now, hold on a second. Uh-huh. I've listened to you today, as a lot of people, and not only are your answers somewhat circular, frequently you've contradicted yourself in your own answer. Now, the text messages and emails that you put up there, Kurt Volcker walked us through, and he has a completely different understanding of what you were saying than what you're saying you were saying. So I'm a little confused as to how everyone's in the loop, because if Giuliani didn't give you any express statement, then it can't be that you believe this from Giuliani. Now, let me tell you right now, because is Donald Trump your friend?
No, we're not friends.
Okay. Do you like the president?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, after you testified, Chairman Schiff ran out and gave a press conference and said he gets to impeach the President of the United States because of your testimony. And if you pull up CNN today, right now, their banner says Sondland ties Trump to withholding aid. Is that your testimony today, Ambassador Sondland, that you have evidence that Donald Trump tied the investigation to the aid? Because I don't think you're saying that.
I've said repeatedly, Congressman, I was presuming. I also said that President Trump.
So no one told you. Not just the president. Giuliani didn't tell you. Mulvaney didn't tell you. Nobody.
He's
Pompeo
presuming.
Didn't tell you. Nobody else on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying aid to these investigations. Is that correct?
I think I already testified.
No, answer the question. Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations? Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So, you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations?
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing. I mean, that's what I don't understand. So you know what hearsay evidence is, Ambassador? Hearsay is when I testify
just
what someone else...
Just because you think that's what's going on doesn't mean that that is what's going
on. That's what happened. Man. Finally, somebody gets down to the nitty-gritty.
And let's see. I don't know. I don't think we were quite covering the election before this guy dropped out of the presidential race, but Eric Swalwell, with like the most unpronounceable last name you could imagine from a president. He had some interesting things to say.
Chris, so far the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans
in the world just happened there.
I think it's clear.
Let's review that again, shall we?
To help him cheat an election. And the complaint.
Oh, he lifted himself up.
So then this was on Meet the Press, I think. I don't know. Whatever the show is.
Oh my God.
The people from the show that he was talking to said, hate to disappoint everybody. That was just somebody sliding a mug across a desk
right
here in the studio. And it's like, no, like he pauses and pushes that shit out. And then like smirks and giggles like everyone does after they fart.
Like, oh, God, right on live TV. Look at his face. He's thinking to myself, I just shat my drawers on MSNBC. Let's watch that one more time, shall we?
To help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans.
Help them cheat.
Wow.
Election.
Cheat. The election. Shit my pants. The fart heard around the world.
And finally, in our
farts are funny
election coverage this evening, there was a Democrat debate last night, which I don't know if you knew this, but the
I watched
the Democrat debates are only being carried on CNN this election.
Yes.
So basically, they won't really be challenged with any questions.
Not really. There was a lot of bickering between the women.
Yeah.
Which it was kind of like working in an office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is from the Washington Post, and they fact-checked some of the answers. Awesome. So we're going to take a look.
Brolin, when it came to the facts in tonight's Washington Post MSNBC debate.
Oh, I'm sorry, MSNBC. They're avoiding Fox News.
Some candidates were more accurate than others.
It's basically right. What they did.
All right, get on with it.
Tonight, 10 candidates took the stage, and they covered some familiar ground.
Including national security, race, and climate.
And of course, inequality came up.
With more African Americans under criminal supervision in America than all the slaves since 1850, do not roll up into communities and not talk directly to issues that are going to relate to the liberation of children, because there are people in Congress right now that admit to smoking marijuana, while there are people, our kids are in jail right now for those drug crimes.
All right, so I'm going to pause this because to me, when I was watching it earlier, really, the text went by a little too quickly. So he was saying that there are more, basically more black people in prison now
than there
have been slaves in this country since 1850.
Right.
So 9 in 10 of the black population in 1850
were
slaves. Which continued until for about the next 15 years.
Right.
Right now, 1 in 11 black people is in some kind of correctional supervision.
Right.
So, no. His numbers are way off.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's just rough numbers and not percentage.
It's not percentage. Unless he's saying that, you know, there were... Okay, yeah, are we talking per capita? Because we have how many more people living in this country now?
Right, and he doesn't say that, but yeah.
I would like him to quantify that statement, because he might be right on some level. If just because of the fact of the numbers, if there was less, I mean, there were less than a million people, million and a half people living here in 1850. No, 2.5 million people living here in 1850. Is
now there's like, 300 or something?
At least.
Yeah.
At least. There's... Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways. So that one's kind of me.
I have proposed a 2-cent wealth tax. That is a tax for everybody who has more than $50 billion in assets. Your first $50 billion is free and clear. But your 50 billionth and first dollar, you got to pitch in 2 cents. And when you hit $1 billion, you got to pitch in a few pennies more.
So she's basically trying to minimize how much she's claiming this wealth tax would be. But households with $1 billion or more in assets, and this is in assets. This is not income.
Not income.
So this includes your house, your cars, any
everything
real estate
you
own,
holdings,
whatever. would pay 6% on assets. 3% for a wealth tax, and then 3% for Medicare for all plan. That adds up to more than 50% over the course of 10 years.
Yeah, let's tax the shit out of the rich so they'll, you know, trickle their money down to people and go create jobs and, you know, put their factories here.
Uh-huh.
Let's tax the shit out of Tesla, you know, that company, or Boeing. Let's just tax the shit out of them so that they'll keep their factories here.
Yeah.
Let's do that, shall we?
That's a good idea.
Good idea.
And again, her numbers are...
I have led the way on voting. And I can tell you right now, one solution that would make a huge difference in this state would be allow every kid in the country to register to vote when they turn 18. If we had a...
I think she misspoke and meant 16, because that's...
Cause
a couple of these people are pushing for that. But when I heard that, I'm like, everyone can
already do that, right? In this country.
System like this. And we did something about gerrymandering, and we stopped the voting purges, and we did something significant about making sure we don't have money in politics.
if she's wording it properly, that means anyone who's in the United States that is the legal age of 18.
Regardless of citizenship.
Right.
Yeah, that could be.
So
that could
yeah.
be. Politics from the outside. Stacey Abrams would be governor of this state right now.
All right, so they're in Atlanta. The last governor's race in Georgia was highly contested. And the process ended up leaning towards the other guy.
Right.
Of course, their claim is that it was like voter intimidation and stuff like that that prevented her from being elected. But there's really no clear evidence that that happened to any great extent. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he propagating a stereotype?
Yes.
Okay.
Andrew Yang, yes.
Yes.
There are only two countries in the world that don't have paid family leave for new moms, the United States of America and Papua New Guinea.
No, there are only two countries in the world that don't require it. Right. We have it.
We have it. It's not federally mandated.
So, let's...
That is the entire list, and we need to get off this list as soon as possible.
So according to one report, he's correct, but on another report, there are like several other countries.
There are
countries.
More countries.
Yeah.
Well, again, we're not, it's not a federal again,
questions about impeachment spark debate.
Under normal circumstances, a president would leave office after something that was revealed recently that barely got any attention at all, which was the president had to confess in writing, in court, to illegally diverting charitable contributions that were supposed to go to veterans.
See? They just go, this is false.
Yeah, this is false. Those funds did.
And this happened.
If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the Black Caucus, the only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate, a whole range of people.
No,
my point
no,
is
not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
I said the first African-American elected. So my point is.
That's all for tonight. We'll see you next month after the Democratic debate.
There was a whole lot more. There was a whole lot
well,
more.
Well, and I wanted to point out the Washington Post is a left-leaning mm-hmm. publication, so they're not going after these guys terribly hard either.
No. There's a whole lot more.
But the ones
basically,
that they did get were...
Biden's
like,
just like, I worked for Obama. And
And did you hear his... the question had to do with reducing... domestic violence, and he kept saying, yeah, we need to just punch this problem.
Yeah.
He said, kept using the word punch.
I'm like, what are
we
you
gotta
doing?
Punch this out. There we go. That's what I wanted.
We gotta punch this problem.
We gotta punch it. Just keep
fight
punching
fire
at
with
it.
Fire.
Keep punching at it.
We're gonna fight fire with fire. The cattiness was awesome.
Yeah.
Between the ladies. They were just, it boiled down to two things. Racial tone
mm-hmm.
is pitting people against people, and they're doing it. They're the ones doing it. And if you guys don't see that, you're being obtuse.
Yeah.
They're pitting us against each other on the basis of the color of our skin, and they're doing it to get to their own ends. And didn't like that at all. And number two, the women, by and large, weren't making hugely valid points or sticking on topic. They were catty and bitchy and angry at each other and picking on each other like you see hens do in an office setting. And it was frustrating to watch these people go at each other on stage and just, I'm like, this is not anybody I want to, you know, represent my country to the rest of the world. Y'all gotta go.
Well,
let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's get into some sports. right, so we start with the NHL scores here.
Yeah, and being able to watch the games this week because working, you know, triple shifts and getting to have them on all of the TVs over at the bar. Got to watch the Rangers kick ass over the Capitals. We're watching the what was yesterday's? Day before yesterday's. Yes, go back to Tuesday. This one was a good one. If you go down, the Wild totally kicked ass over the Sabres.
Where are the Wild from?
Canada? No, Minnesota Wild.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The Minnesota Wild. Got to watch the Blue Jackets go against the Canadiens. And then the Sharks. Good old Sharks. Let's just scroll down because talk about a...
The Avalanche won.
Oh, yeah. Avalanche won. Hooray. Go Colorado. Watching this game, just being tied up right until, you know, third period. And the Oilers just devastating. That was heartbreaking. Like, hey, we're winning. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
Just kidding. And I had play-by-play by the owners of the Kerouac Cafe in third row, you know, behind the Geico ad. Gone. Why this team gives me heartburn? Or Mello. Go to, you know, it's just, damn. They forgot how to play third period. Forgot how to do it. And we got some plays of the week. Hopefully we got a couple of those good ones. A couple of the goodies. Let's play those, shall we?
How did he do that? That might be the best one.
Shot by Gostisbehere, this time the broken stick. Getting the puck is Pitlick, and he shoots it. Stopped by Anderson. Loose puck. How did that not get in? Anderson with a miraculous save. Three chances on the doorstep. Three saves in tight. One there. A rebound with the leg, and then falls over and gets the glove on.
Far point. As she goes near side for Edmondson. His shot kicked along by Anderson. Goes, I get it in! And it looks like it's a legal eagle. For Sebastian Aho, as he baseball bats it in back of Craig Anderson.
Italian coordination.
Stolen right by Lekkinen with Suzuki. Lekkinen shooting off a stick. Oh, Quick! How did he do that? Save of the year for Quick.
There have been a lot of them in his career. As far as actual reflexes and practice.
All of a sudden he appeared.
Direction that you really couldn't plan. That might be the best one.
Talk about keeping the Kings in the game.
Whoa. Now Strome to DeBrincat, trying to go through the bench. He scores. What a shot!
Well, and you could see Alex DeBrincat just let that one go so quickly that Jacob Markstrom didn't get set. And as he's falling down, just flings it.
He
gets
it
by
it.
Jacob Markstrom.
Score goal again. Anthony Duclair runs it back. Brady Tkachuk. Duclair. Oh, what an amazing save. Somehow stopped Duclair, and he can't believe it. James Reimer keeps this a one-goal game with an amazing stop on Anthony Duclair.
You don't succeed, try again. The 100th career power play goal for Shea Weber. Give Weber credit there. That's timed perfectly.
These points that they're getting now are so important.
We'll try again.
Yeah.
Shot from the line, knocked out, loose puck. And a miraculous stop keeps it out.
Literally pass for Cassian down to McDavid. McDavid drives his way in. Here is Connor McDavid.
Oh, stairs. Oh. What a goal.
Wow. Connor drives skating off the puck. Holds off his man. Stops, goes backhand, forehand, forehand. Sorry, forehand, backhand, forehand. I think that's how he did it. I don't know. He's got 14 little stick handling moves right there. And he's in tight, and he jacks it right upstairs.
Boston with 11 forwards. He's a defenseman. Would play up, even with Marchand missing the...
Oh, no. Right, Fred, what a stop by Bernier! God. On the leading scorer in the National Hockey League. Goals and points. Bernier just robbed David Pastrnak. What a save!
Oh, my goodness. Pastrnak had all the time in the world. That's a deep one ending himself.
He let it go right away and didn't get it high enough. Bernier absolutely don't. And anyways, Stephon won that draw. He's been a great faceoff man. This one goes off the post. Second post hit by the Coyotes in this game.
Oh. Just a bad angle shot off the stick, and Dubnyk turns around. Wow, what a save. Very acrobatic.
I was that close to him
mm-hmm.
making a goal for the other team. Then we're doing things a little different. We're going to try finishing off with this week in his story. Since you said we finished with a whimper with sports.
Yeah, that was weird. We do. We just do. It sort of wraps up weird.
So we'll try.
I'll tell you what.
Finishing this.
I don't think we have this one on here, but I got to remember his last name because it was like Michael Burton something or other. His last name is not Burton, but he passed away this week. The snowboard inventor. Burton snowboards.
Burton snowboards. Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away this week.
Wow.
At 65.
Wow. That's young.
So. Little have a moment of snow and it snowed today. So
it did. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That was fitting. I have a Burton. Love my Burton. I need new bindings, Marty. Marty, Gilla, fix it. Got to go next week. Week after. Anyway, let's do it. History.
All right, this week in his story. All right, this week in his story, November 21st, 1907, the ocean liner Mauritania set a new speed record for steamship travel, going 624 nautical miles in a single day. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It was a lot for 1907. Do you know how much coal they had in those ships?
Yeah. November 22nd, 1963.
Day that will live in infamy.
Yep. Lee Harvey Oswald, either by himself or potentially with other accomplices, depending on who you talk to, assassinated President Kennedy in Dallas, Texas, and Lyndon B. Johnson was then sworn in as president.
Always wanted to go back to November 22nd, 1963, and as a time traveler, stand on the grassy knoll and yell, duck. Just saying, duck.
Let's see. Oh, this one was fun to me. November 23rd, 1992. The first, quote, smartphone, IBM's Simon was introduced at the Comdex in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that is what that brick of garbage looked like.
Yeah. You had a stylus and you could sign things. And basically sign your paperwork.
Yeah.
And send it off, and the what was that?
I guess it was a fax. Did they have email yet?
No, not a fax? Not exactly, but it was. Do you remember? I was going to say fax machine, but do you remember what a mojo was?
No.
So before a fax machine was a mojo, you could send up to a page an hour.
Wow.
I know. Create over the phone line.
Wow.
So this, the mojo had just given way to the fax and. to this thing that was starting to become email, and then this guy, you could sign your documents. And
wow.
Day traders were notorious for having these on them and stay connected on their little networks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were cool if you had a Simon.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was a little dubious is you couldn't talk to it and say, Simon says, you know, whatever.
let's see. November 24th, 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life, and won the Pulitzer for longest, most cumbersome title of a book.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't it? It sold out.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
The first press sold out in like the first day. People like, just flocked to go get this. Oh, you actually put that right here in the notes. Good job, Trevor.
The full title, though, is like ridiculous.
Yes. Longest title ever.
Let's see. November 25th, 1923, transatlantic broadcasting from England to America commences for the first time. And that apparently was the facility that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Just vacuum tubes and
wires and copper and nothing, and you know, nothing that could hurt you.
No, obviously not.
Fun fact, just a few years later, standing next to those types of machines, scientist's chocolate bar melted in his pocket.
And he discovered microwaves.
Wondering, and testicular cancer was also discovered very recently after that.
Let's see. November 26, 1789, George Washington proclaims a National Day of Thanksgiving in honor of the new Constitution. And this date was later used to set the what would become the day for Thanksgiving, being the fourth Thursday in February, or February and November.
Mm-hmm. We are being corrected by one of our great listeners. I think what we're trying to say is email as we know it to the vast majority of people having an email account at a .com type situation where it was a commercial email where they sold your, you know, sold all of your personal information so you could have a free email account. So, yes, email of sorts did exist. I believe that started somewhere in the 60s.
Let's see, November 27th, 1973, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Gerald Ford as president of the United States following Nixon's resignation. The House would later confirm Ford on December 6th.
His greatest TV appearance was on The Simpsons. When Homer didn't know who President George Bush was. But when former Vice President Gerald Ford showed up, Homer was all about it. Do you like chips and beer? Yes, Mr. President Gerald Ford. we poke fun at Jerry, but he was cool.
Yeah, he was, you know, apparently not a great president. But
well, no, he came in.
into some circumstances that were pretty difficult.
He came into what we call on the job site a shit show and had to start shoveling.
Yes. Yeah. One of the few times that a sitting president was primaried, Ronald Reagan actually tried to run against him. Even though they were both Republicans, and he wasn't successful. But, So, thanks, Jerry.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. former President Gerald Ford. And when your history comes from The Simpsons and our dumbasses, you know you need to read a book.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yes. Yes, you do. Well, kids, it's been fun. It's been a little slice of heaven. We're looks like we're going to be wrapping it up here. If you guys want to check out our premium content, you can on our special premium podcast, including titles such as Starting Over and So I'm Married Crazy, Had a Kid with Crazy, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Those are available on Patreon and Gumroad. And look for this month's premium podcast coming up after Thanksgiving, right before December 1st.
Truth.
It will be on handling your employees. Leadership versus bosses.
And there will not be a live show next week.
No. We will be running the best of man tools. And hopefully you guys can check that out while you're stuffed out on turkey and or whatever. Come see me because I'll probably be working a shift because I bet nobody wants to come in that night. So, in closing, we'd like to thank our sponsors, EXO Waterworks and Harmonic Studios Madrid Maintenance, and especially Morty on the Move. You guys, tomorrow is the 22 Till None walk for awareness for veteran suicide. We are very happy that all of you guys out there, guys and dolls, have donated. We've raised over $150, which everything goes towards the 22 Till None. And if you'd like to keep supporting Man Tools right here for as little as $2 a month, you can go to patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. It gives you access to all our premium content. You can buy premium content a la carte at gumroad.com/mantoolsmedia, and our merch is at mantoolsmedia.threadless.com. If you guys have Anchor or any of those other awesome places, for as little as $1 a month, you can check it out. Donate off of our website at mantoolsmedia.com, and also advertise with us at mantoolsmedia.com/advertise. Trevor's going to be walking that thing. I'm really interested to see how you do. I'm sure everybody here wants to, you know, rally.
I imagine it's going to hurt a lot, but I'll get through it.
Well, that's what Saturday's for, is recovery, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. We'll be doing I'll definitely be doing an ice bath tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hopefully soon. I did a really cool, I forgot to tell you about it this week. We'll wrap it up with this. Did a very cool job for a very cool property manager, and she sent me up to Cascade and to fix some stuff at one of their cottages that they have a bed and breakfast in, and fixed up the railing real good, real nice, so you don't fall down, because it's a tiny little cottage, and the stairs are pretty, you need a Sherpa if you're going to carry anything up there. And I just cut her a deal. I said, how about weekend for fixing this? She's like, deal, let's do it.
All right.
So there's a lot of ways to, you know, keep the government out of your business. One of them is trade. If you found a sweet deal, I want to take some pictures of that, and I'll give you links and a review of that once we get it done. I think that would be really cool.
All right.
It's one of those cool things we have here in Colorado Springs. You drive, 20 minutes out of town, and you're up in the mountains and get away for a night or a weekend.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah. So we'll have that review. And much, much more coming up. Again, we won't be broadcasting next week.
That's true.
But we will have our premium content up and ready for all of our patrons. And again, patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
If you're in America,
Merca,
have a happy Thanksgiving.
Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Thank you.
Hang it up, Bob!